third pack of Skol Mishnah Beis. We're talking about the Trumas Alishka, that the money was collected, put into a room in the Zohar, the Beis HaMikdash, and then at certain points of time, which we learned in the previous Mishnah, the Kohen would take a certain amount of coins out to be used for Kavanah for that period of time. The Sholosh Kupais of Sholosh Sholosh Sin Tomas Alishka. He had three big boxes, baskets, and each one held three Sa'in, that's a certain measure of coins. And at these three times that we mentioned before, they would fill up these three kupos with coins, and they would be used for a kabbonis at that period of time. So they had a sum total of nine sa'in. So I get a certain picture of that. Arboim sa'in is 40 sa'in, the size of a mikvah, the size of a whole person. So this was a quarter of that. Yeah, Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Yevonis Kotuv Behem, Alpha, Beta, Gimel. They wrote in these three kufas, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and Greek, to know which one was the one that was filled up first, and which one the second and third. Ein Toyim Nichnas Loi Bepalgut Chofes Lo Beminal Lo Besandel Lo Besfilm Lo Kemiya. The one in the Kohen would go in there to do this Trumas Halishka, so he's involved with a lot of money over there. We don't want to have any chashad. Therefore, they didn't let him go in with a long garment that had a cuff on the bottom, concerning that people would say that he hid some money in the folds or in the lining. Obviously, he wouldn't wear different types of shoes, and not in tefillin, not the amulets, all these things that people would say, oh, maybe he stole some of the coins and hid them in these places. Shema Ya'ani, maybe he'll get poor. Oh, the reason why he's poor is because he stole. Or Shema Ya'ani, maybe he'll become wealthy. He'll become wealthy for that. People always have a way of finding good reasons for everything that happens to the other person. Yeah. Person has to do things in a fashion that he is not choshed in the eyes of people, just like he should be favorable in the eyes of a kosh. Doesn't mean the whole day you have to look around to get compliments from people. It doesn't mean you should not do things in a way that it looks like you're behaving improperly in the eyes of people. Good behavior is behavior that finds favor in the eyes both of people and a kosh.